Today, Edge Control Sledgehammer to crack online safety nut. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World. This post covering finance and property news. Well, as expected, Australia's Communications Minister Michelle Rowland has now introduced a world-first law into Parliament that would ban children under 16 years from social media, saying online safety was one of parents' toughest challenges. She said that TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram were among the platforms that would face fines of up to $50 million Australian for systemic failures to prevent young children from holding accounts.
And today, I introduce the Online Safety Amendment Social Media Minimum Age Bill 2024. Social media, as we commonly and collectively understand it, has become a ubiquitous and a normal part of life for all of us. And many young Australians take part in this activity without adverse consequence. It can be a source of entertainment, education, and connection with the world and each other. Those things, particularly for young Australians, can be beneficial. But for too many young Australians, social media can be harmful. Almost two-thirds of 14 to 17-year-old Australians have viewed extremely harmful content online, including drug abuse, suicide or self-harm, as well as violent material. A quarter have been exposed to content promoting unsafe eating habits. Research conducted by eSafety found that 95% of Australian caregivers find online safety to be one of their toughest parenting challenges. Absolutely. The Albanese government has heard the concerns of parents, young people, and experts. Social media has a social responsibility. We know they can and should do better to address harms on their platforms. That's why we're making big changes to hold platforms to account for user safety. The Online Safety Amendment Social Media Minimum Age Bill 2024 will amend the Online Safety Act 2021 by introducing a minimum age of 16 to have an account on age-restricted social media platforms, protecting young Australians at a critical stage of their development. The bill puts the onus on social media platforms, not parents or young people, to take reasonable steps to ensure fundamental protections are in place. This is about protecting young people, not punishing or isolating them, and letting parents know we're in their corner when it comes to supporting their children's health and well-being.
Introducing the bill, Rowland told Parliament this bill seeks to set a new normative value in society that accessing social media is not the defining feature of growing up in Australia. There is wide acknowledgement that something must be done in the immediate term to help prevent young teens and children from being exposed to streams of content unfiltered and infinite. The bill has wide political support. After it becomes law, the platforms would have 1 year to work out how to implement the age restriction. But child welfare and internet experts have raised concerns about the ban, including isolating 14 and 15-year-olds from their already established online social networks. And ex-owner Elon Musk warned that Australia intended to go further. Posting on his platform seems like a backdoor way to control access to the internet by all Australians. This is about protecting young people, not punishing or isolating them, and letting parents know that we're in their corner when it comes to supporting their children's health and well-being, Rowland said. In terms of which platforms are impacted, Rowland said there would not be age restrictions placed on messaging services, online games, or platforms that substantially supported the health and education of users. We're not saying risks don't exist on messaging apps or online gaming. While users can still be exposed to harmful content by other users, they do not face the same algorithmic curation of content and psychological manipulation to encourage near-endless engagement, she said. There is no detail of how age verification would work, but it seems to mean that age validation could mean sharing personal information, such as a driving license or passport, to enable access to a social media account. And information used for age assurances must be destroyed after servicing that purpose unless the user consents to it being kept, she said. The government announced last week that a consortium led by British company Age Check Certification Scheme has been contracted to examine various technologies to estimate and verify ages. In addition to removing children under 16 years old from social media, Australia also looking for ways to prevent children under 18 from accessing online pornography, a government statement also said. Age Check Certification Scheme's chief executive Tony Allen said on Monday that the technologies being considered included age estimation and age inference. Inference involves establishing a series of facts about individuals that point to them being at least of a certain age. Digital Industry Group, an advocate for the digital industry in Australia, said with Parliament expected to vote on the bill next week, there might not be time for meaningful consultation on the details of the globally unprecedented legislation. Mainstream digital platforms have strict measures in place to keep young people safe, and a ban could push young people into the darker, less safe online spaces that don't have safeguard rails, Digi Managing Director Sanati Bose said. In a statement, a blunt ban doesn't encourage companies to continue improving safety because the focus is on keeping teenagers off the service rather than keeping them safe when they're on it. Platforms will be fined for breaches, and Rowland said that the platforms will face fines of up to $50 million Aussie dollars if they misuse personal information gained for age assurance purposes. Now, this bill is being rushed through with embarrassing haste, and the LNP appears to be supporting it in the main. This created quite a stir among the crossbenchers in the Senate. Senator McKim proposed an amendment that the committee hearing should report by the 12th of February 2025, which will put a hold on this being passed into law by next Thursday.
Thanks. So, President, I would like to move an amendment to the Minister's amendment.
Sure.
And just so folks are clear, we've circulated a sheet
Great.
In my name with two amendments. So I'm just relating to, I'm just moving A at the moment, which is in respect of the Online Safety Amendment, Social Media Minimum Age Bill 2024, the provisions of the bill be referred immediately to the Environment and Communications Legislation Committee for inquiry and report by the 12th of February 2025, and to anticipate the next matter, I believe my colleague Senator Hanson-Young would like to make a contribution on this amendment.
There were a series of statements which went to the heart of the bill. For example, Senator Hanson-Young slammed both Labor and the Liberal Party for trying to force through the social media minimum age legislation and sent next week without consulting the crossbench or taking the bill to a committee review.
Thank you. Well, the stitch-up is in, isn't it? The two big parties, desperate for distraction, desperate to get something done in this space so quickly before anybody looks at the detail, before they've worked out they've got no answers to the real questions. They want to smash this bill that kicks young people off the internet before Christmas. Smash it through the parliament, a fake inquiry of only 5 days. Only 5 days. What a joke. Have the courage of your convictions to put forward legislation and to have it scrutinised properly. And why are they smashing this through so quickly? Why do they want anyone to look at the details and to ask the hard questions? Because their very own joint social media inquiry report, handed down only on Monday this week, didn't recommend this as a measure. In fact, it was the exact opposite. All of the experts have said that if you want to protect young people online, you have to make these platforms safer, you have to regulate them properly, you have to put in place guardrails, you have to work with parents to make sure their needs and their children's needs are being met. But you are desperate to get a distraction, because nothing else is getting through this parliament this fortnight. Your mis and disinformation bill is a bloody bin fire. That's what's going on. This is a distraction because you haven't even been able to run the argument on your own response to mis and disinformation. And so you ran this through as a big distraction. And it's not very often, I must say, that I agree with Senator Canavan. But on this particular issue, on social media, I agree that this should not be rammed through. This should not be put through with such a complex issue without proper review and proper scrutiny. But of course, we know what's going on here. The government's desperate for a distraction because of the Mis and Disinformation Bill bin fire, and the opposition are split. The issue of social media. So Mr Dutton wants this done as quickly as possible before anyone realises that he can't keep his own team in the tent. That is what is going on here. That is what's going on. And we're about to see it all over again on the next bill, and that's, of course, the electoral reform legislation, another stitch-up. When the two big parties decide to get together and ram stuff through in this place, you know they are failing the public debate. They are always failing the public debate when they want to ram stuff through, no real inquiry, no review, no scrutiny, because they've got no bloody answers. It's a disgrace.
Senator Hanson Young, please. Have you finished your remarks? Thank you. So the question is that the amendment... Oh, Senator Lambie.
To make a short statement, if I can, on this as well.
You're free to speak for 5 minutes.
Thank you. I am terribly worried about this, as much as we all have good intentions. I haven't even seen a draft. How am I supposed to, over a weekend, get expert advice on this when you've given it 5 days?
Tabled an hour ago.
Oh, it's been tabled. Thank you. It must be so good. One dropped off at my office. Didn't even do that. There is a real issue here, and like through the chair, like Senator Hanson Young said, this is going to happen before Christmas. Seriously, you've had 2.5 years. We've known social media's been a big problem for a long time, and you really want to move this through this quickly? I really need to have expert advice on this over the weekend and a little bit further, because quite frankly, how do you expect people to respond in 5 days?
One Nation senators highlighted the links between a tranche of bills enabling digital control, as Malcolm Roberts outlined.
Well, isn't this a wonderful day? The Greens are normally helping the government to truncate debate, guillotine debate. Now they're talking about adding more time for debating. And we agree with them this time, because we agree with debate. Debate is the way to truth, and we agree with their amendment, and we will be supporting their amendment. This is a vital bill, an absolutely crucial bill. It has serious consequences, and not just for people under 16 years of age. It has serious consequences on the Australian family and who has the responsibilities over children in this country. Is it the government, or is it going to remain the parents? The parents have already had their responsibilities, their authorities whittled away at state and federal level. We need to enshrine responsibility for children with parents. That's critical, it's fundamental. This has important social and family consequences, this bill. And we've been given 1 hour, 1 hour. This is a stitch-up between the Labor, Liberal, Uni Party. Yet again, digital identity verification bill, misinformation, disinformation bill, working on digital currency, children under 16 banned from internet. These are all working together to capture everyone in this country. We've said it for the last 4 years. We were the first cab off the rank with regard to the Morrison government's misinformation, disinformation bill. The same with the digital identity bill. Sorry, they called it the trusted digital identity bill. It's a stitch up. We need scrutiny, and we will be supporting the Greens on this. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. Parents must be the ones supervising their children in their own home. It is a parent's responsibility, a parent's duty, a parent's right. And you are affecting those things, parental responsibilities, duties and rights. You're undermining parents. Age verification software and facial recognition must be used in every device, whether it be the phone or a computer. Why do we know that? Because It has this age under, the banning of children under 16 years of age has failed in every country because the bureaucrats can't control it. So what you've set up with your bills, one of the earliest bills in this parliament and from the Labor Party government, is identity verification software. We will need the cameras on all the time. What we should be doing is, instead of sidelining parents, making device management easier. Apple, Microsoft, Android could make parental locks easier and more powerful. And I want to acknowledge Senator Rennick's comment a couple of days ago when he said that you can already get apps, some free, some for a price, that enable the parents to control the apps that are downloaded onto a child's phone. They're already there. We don't need this bill at all. We notice that opposition leader Peter Dutton has joined in supporting the need for this bill, but there's no need for it. As I said, no country has made age limits work because bureaucrats cannot see us using the device. That's what you need, and that's what this bill gives you with your preceding bills. We see Mr. Littleproud speaking on Sky News in support of this, and a huge backlash, comments devastating against Mr. Littleproud. If the bill goes through, parents allowing children to watch cartoons on YouTube would be breaking the law, breaking the law. It'll need device facial recognition and monitoring of keystrokes for content to monitor, to police this. Hackers and burglars will have a paradise. They'll be able to come in and watch your activities in the house through your camera 24 hours a day and find out when you're going to be out of the house. Parents watching a cooking video with a child on their lap, locked out because the child is under 16. Children will be forced into the dark corners of the web, peer-to-peer messaging with no protections against illegal material, hate, phishing, sextortion, and hacking. We've already seen these bills being introduced in Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and other countries simultaneously. This goes beyond the Uni Party in this country, it goes globally. And we've seen in the United Kingdom police raiding journalists and commentators who have been criticising the Starmer government and jailed. That's where this is heading. We've seen the digital ID, misinformation, disinformation bill, identity verification started and introduced by the LNP, the Liberal Nationals. Stop working as a Uni Party for globalists and start working for our country. We will support the referral.
And the leader of One Nation talked more broadly about the need to empower parents, not nanny state intervention.
Thank you very much. I want the people to understand, and the people in the gallery listening to this, that it is a blow to our democracy and the use of this parliament for all of us to look at this legislation which is going to be proposed and the impact it's going to have. Now, for us to only just receive a draft of this in the last hour, and I haven't seen it, this is uncommon for this parliament, that we are rushing bills through, guillotine, there's no debate, there's nothing that's happening, and this is where it's a real shame. We're talking about the youth of this nation, we're going to shut them down from any internet or activity on social media whatsoever, because you want to be the nanny state. You want to take the control of parents, have over their children, because, okay, there's things that they're watching on the internet and things that they're actually on social media, and you talk about bullying. Until you can actually deal with bullying in classrooms, what gives you the right to control what they watch on the internet or what they watch on Facebook or these other social media outlets? You can't even control it in the classrooms.
Senator Rennick got to the essence of the issue and, of course, highlighted that there were software controls that parents could use with regard to kids' phones.
Madam President, and the great English-Irish philosopher Edmund Burke once warned about the tyranny of the majority. And that's what we're seeing here today, where we see the major parties are actually going to use their numbers to abuse due process. The whole point of democracy is transparency and accountability. And if we run this inquiry in the next 5 days, throughout sitting days, I might add, when I dare say there's going to be a lot of other bills coming up. There is not enough time to scrutinise these two very important bills. One, of course, is to do with keeping children off the internet. And as I've pointed out before, there are already apps out there in the market whereby you can actually monitor your children and what apps they're using, and you can keep them off those apps if you want to block them there. So why on earth the Liberal Party, that's always talking about small government and free market and using the market, is turning their back on their own ideals, and not for the first time, I might add. They're very good at talking out of both sides of their mouth, the Liberal Party, when it comes to their so-called beliefs in empowering the individual. Why on earth they want to shut this down is just indicative of their inability to stand up for their own values. Now, the second thing we need to look at here is this electoral legislation amendment. Yet again, we were warned by the people that were the founding fathers of democracy and the Enlightenment in the 17th and 18th century. The whole point of democracy was to empower the individual. And yet what we see here are the two major parties again seeking to abuse their numbers to shut down transparency on what they intend to do with this electoral amendments to the Electoral Act. And this isn't something that should be played with, because democracy and making sure we have a rigorous democratic process is at the heart of trust in this country. And let me tell you, the public, they've never had a great deal of trust for the politicians, but they are fed up to the back teeth with the entire process, the entire establishment. Not just politicians, the health system, the military, the number of stories we get from abuse within the military. And of course, when you try and raise it through Veterans Affairs, they just circle the wagons, protecting their own rather than protecting those people who've been abused by their colleagues or by the government themselves. So I support this motion. That all it's doing is asking to push out the date of the inquiry from next week, the closure of the inquiry from next week, which is completely unrealistic given that we're in sitting week anyway, to the second week of February next year, which will give us a couple of months over the Christmas break to actually have a greater look at these two very, very important acts. So I would ask that the major parties do the right thing by the people of Australia, do the right thing by democracy itself, and make sure that we can shine a light on this legislation.
And we heard from some of the newer senators too, all making very valuable points.
To social media age gating, people are rightly concerned about the impact of social media, what it's meaning for young people's health and well-being, what it's meaning for their childhoods, where you have a highly addictive product on smartphones.
There we go.
Run by companies that don't seem to give a stuff about what they're doing to the mental health of young people. And so rather than dealing with this huge problem in society, we've got the government cooking up a silver bullet, which experts have told me this week has been tried in 10 countries and has failed in 10 countries, where you just take a one-off approach and you say, right, no one under 16 on social media. That has to be part of a much broader suite of reforms, of actually putting the onus on social media companies to clean up their act, make their product less addictive, make it safer for people. Show us what the algorithms are actually doing. And surely start paying some actual tax here in Australia. Stop shifting your advertising revenue overseas, taking $1 billion worth of Australian ads and saying, oh, well, we'll shift that off to our parent company. Why are you willing to do this, but not actually do the hard thing of looking at the broader system? And while you're at it, let's invest more in the areas that we want young people to be spending time at. Community sport is underfunded in this country. We jump up and down about the Matildas. I still haven't seen more investment in women's sport.
I must say that she's absolutely right. What are we doing to the generation that is so in tune with what's happening in politics, with the engagement? We come in this place We take pride in ourselves through this Raise Our Voices program, and we read speeches of young people in our electorates to make it seem like we care. But we've clearly seen that the Labor and Liberal duopoly, all they care about is just a vote-buying exercise, a band-aid solution to a more serious problem at hand. This isn't about... The intentions may be to protect our children, but the way we're going about it, with the lack of scrutiny, the lack of consultation, the lack of proper research to allow us to really understand what is going into this bill, is something that everyone, all the mums and dads out there, will scrutinise this government for. And we can see that this is a very, this bill is a blunt attempt to cover up, instead of addressing the root causes of a problem, instead of addressing the lack of mental health services out there for young people, it's a way to just shut them down because, oh, they're not voting, so why would their voices matter? They're not going to engage in our political system, so it's best to just keep them in the dark.
However, this amendment was lost in the division, so you have just 24 hours to make a submission, with the Senate trying to examine the bill in just 5 days.
Hi guys, Senator Rennick, People First Party, just letting you know that the Senate referred the online safety bill to the Environment and Communications Senate Committee for an inquiry over the next week. Unfortunately, submissions closed in 24 hours' time, so I'll put a link to where you can lodge a submission in the comments. It's obviously a very sneaky act by the two major parties to do this. Clearly, they don't want any scrutiny over the bill, which is, you know, obviously not right. As I've said earlier in the week, I'll be voting against this bill. It's completely unnecessary. Parents can already buy software to monitor what their children do on the internet. And obviously, you know, as we all know, this is just a backdoor way, a Trojan horse of monitoring what we all do on the internet and tracking our age. So I'll be voting against this bill, but please lodge a submission in the next 24 hours if you have time. Bye.
And it's worth noting the approach seems to cut right across the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, because children and young people have rights to free speech too. And in addition, if age verification is mandated, then it will likely mean everyone will need to be validated, which could well become a tool of repression and control. Everyone remember the government telling us that the digital ID won't be compulsory? Yet, here they are now trying to ram through social media bans so they can in fact make digital ID a requirement for all internet users. And they wonder why trust in government is at an all-time low. So this is another watershed moment in democratic freedom in Australia, and the Uni Party appears to be running their own agenda, not one that favours ordinary Australians. Truth is, there are steps which need to be taken to rein in the power of social media platforms and to ensure children have enough capability to navigate the digital age that we're all part of. But a simplistic age-related verification approach, which is impossible to implement well, and which we can probably circumvent, is not the best approach. Ramming this through now is more about political advantage than doing what's right for Australia. The age control sledgehammer won't crack the online digital safety nut, but it frankly does lay another brick in the wall of digital control. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.